Okay, Green Bay, it's your time.
The NFL draft gets underway in Green Bay.
Look at all of these people expecting to score a million over the weekend here in Green Bay.
We need to continue to ramp up our sense of urgency.
If they're not better this year, there's going to be a lot of seats warming up.
They needed receivers in the first round and not done it.
With a 23rd pick.
We were watching the board and just trying to do what's right for the Packers.
In the 2025 NFL draft.
Great spin by Golden. Man, that was 24-karat Golden.
The 13-time world champion, Green Bay Packers.
It was so cool, you know, the energy that the Packer fans got, man. You know, I could just feel it. I'm glad the organization picked me.
Guys are coming in and making an impact quicker, and I certainly think Matthew has the opportunity to do that.
For the first time since 2002.
On a night when they announced the pick in Green Bay, what an awesome, awesome moment.
They took Matthew Golden.
Draft a wide receiver.
Welcome to my
Texas wide receiver Matthew Golden is a Green Bay Packer.
Love the Packers getting Matthew Golden, a guy they needed.
Touchdown, Matthew Golden!
Matthew Golden, wide receiver, Texas.
I don't think he's supposed to grab the podium microphone and yell to the fans after he's picked. Welcome
to my Green Bay on 3, 1, 2, 3.
The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch live from the Tundra Trio in the shadow of Lambeau Field, where tonight rounds 2 and round 3 will take place. And then on Saturday, rounds 4 through 7 as the NFL draft from Titletown rolls on. We roll on looking for your reactions to the selection of Matthew Golden, Texas wide receiver, and when's the last time you were this excited about a draft pick by the Green Bay Packers? The T.J. Watt line is pretty good.
Really good.
The Clay Matthews comp is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember how I felt about Sterling Sharp. And there are plenty of people that weren't born yet when they picked Sterling Sharp in 1988.
I'm Brent Fullwood. I know that sounds crazy. I can remember being excited about that pick. I'm hoping he was a first rounder.
He was. How'd that go?
He
did not have a good
game. Yeah.
I remember people calling him Brent Fumblewood.
That ain't good.
Not positive. 844-770-3776. Let's get back to your calls. 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless talk and text line. Liz is more. Let's go to Julian, who is on her way to the draft.
Fun.
Yeah, sorry you missed it, Julian. All the fun stuff was last night. Tonight's going to be lame by comparison.
Jeez.
Hi.
Hi. How are you guys?
We're awesome.
We're great. How are you?
I'm great. I'm on my way to the draft right now, and I'm really excited about Matthew Golden. So I heard what happened and them comparing his speed to, like, Christian Watson, and I just thought, wow. I mean, I love Christian Watson, but his injuries are kind of it's kind of scary. So I think he was a really important addition to the team to replace Christian Watson. And I think he's really going to go far.
I couldn't. And as the wise Gabe Neitzel, who has had a great show, even though he hasn't been actually talking on the air, pointed out, you can have two really fast guys at once. That's allowed. And if Christian Watson comes back in the second half of the season, and maybe even you're able to keep him on a reduced one-year deal because he's going to be coming off an ACL, and I don't think he's going to hit the market with the same robust interest that he would have had he been healthy this coming season. Maybe you got these two guys lighting it up, going down the field at 4.3-ish 40-yard dash times for both of them.
Yeah, maybe. But that's not what today is. Today's golden. It's the golden era. And, again, I just keep hearing, you see, and you feel the excitement of what this kid can bring to this offense. And we don't know, but we see it. We saw it with what he did at Texas, and now it comes down to how he's going to fit in. I think Julian, I think, probably had it right. I think it's a replacement for Christian
Watson.
Could be.
We'll see. But
and I hope Christian comes back, and he is going
to.
So
Christian Watson's dad seems to think that it might be a replacement for
him. The writing, sometimes it's not about words. It's about actions, as I always tell you. And the action tells you, we like Christian Watson. Hey, I hope that he can come back, but it's going to be a pretty tall ask. And my guess will be, even though I love how he handled things, this cat is going to get a chance to be wide receiver one, kind of what everyone envisioned Christian Watson could be, and we saw glimpses of.
We did see glimpses.
But we didn't see consistency, and that's not Christian's fault. No. It's the NFL life. It happens, and it's an unfortunate deal.
All right, Julian, so I was kidding about all the fun being done. You obviously are going to have a great time today. Hopefully the rain goes away in time for the start of the draft. So now, since you're coming up here and you're excited about round two and three, who's on Julian's draft
board? Big board?
Who do you want? Who are you hoping, or at least what positions are you hoping Goody gets today now while you're in town?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I am. Yeah, I want to get someone from the Badgers drafted to the Packers. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I like that idea.
I'm just a huge Badgers and Packers fan. Is there anybody that could go from the Badgers to the Packers, do you think?
Sure.
Great question for our Badgers radio analyst, Mark Townsend.
Really great question.
Julian, have a great time at the draft tonight. We appreciate the call.
I have to call the Badgers radio analyst to get him on to talk about this?
There you go. I'll just do this. Yeah, so.
Great questions, Julian.
Really good question. I think any of those three that are probably going to be, whether it's Huber, Nelson, or Hunter, my guess is Hunter won't be just because of the position. But do we always need special teams guys and guys that could improve and get to that spot? I would think that. You're looking at it. Jack Nelson's probably going to go, you know, what are they saying, third round, maybe tonight or early Saturday. And then Huber. I'm guessing Huber would be someone, interior guy. He's going to play one of the three inside spots. You just saw the Packers do that. Depending on where the board goes, I could definitely see Green Bay grab one of those two guys for sure, Julian.
And Hunter Woehler, I said this going into the draft, I think he's most likely a day three pick, but I look at him as
once he gets in your locker room, you're gonna have a hard time not playing.
Right?
He's gonna find
don't
ways.
Bet against
he's gonna find
exactly.
ways to continue to tell coaches I have to be on the field, and whether that's gonna start with special teams and then grow into something. You want him in your locker room. I can tell you that right now. And you can ask any coach that he's been around. They'll tell you the same thing.
Totally agree. All right, let's keep going with the calls. 844-770-3776. I see we've got a Debbie Downer coming up. So when we get to Mike in Sonoma,
Sonoma? Debbie Downer out in wine country?
Yeah, Tausch spent like a month and a half.
That was the happiest I was on this show.
Hasn't been
wide-eyed
and
bushy-tailed.
But
you haven't been the same since.
No, that's true.
Send him back. Very nice, Jesse.
Let's get to Levi and Stevens Point first. Levi, good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, guys. It's been a while I've called him to the show.
Hey, Levi, quick question for you. Were you more happy with the draft pick last night or Jesse and Becca's nuptials? What night were you happier?
Oh, I did not expect this question to be asked.
Neither did I, Levi.
That's what I'm here for, a hard-hitting journalistic question.
Capital J journalism.
Hey, Jesse, please put Woe Nelly from Tausch for that question quick.
Woe Nelly!
That's a fair answer, Levi.
Well done.
Thank you.
It's about time somebody used Woe Nelly. All right, what did you think last night?
Wow. Well, I was planning on going to the there last night, but I didn't have for somebody to come with me, but at least I didn't go there, but I know that over 205,000 fans were there last night.
That's
crazy. The draft pick, I was watching a little bit of the highlights, though, on YouTube, because Homer was complaining about Murphy wouldn't stop talking when he was announcing the draft. I was kind of laughing. I'm like, This pick was great, man. I'm so very excited about this. It's going to help our offense, especially with the receiving group that Jordan Love can get to throw the ball wherever to anyway. So this is a great pick. Mm. So I'm just Amen, so happy brother. About this.
We love it.
Well, and I think, and I'm glad Levi puts it in the perspective. And thanks for the call, buddy. We appreciate it.
Jesse, I think he's saying the draft.
I think he's saying
pick.
The draft was yeah. a lot. Yeah.
He said it without yeah. saying it.
That's okay, yeah, exactly. But he didn't have
probably
to say it.
You didn't. It's probably because you didn't come down from the dais. You made everybody come up and kind of kiss the ring up on the thing. That's probably why he felt that way.
But I think I'm glad he framed it that way because you know you and I had spent a lot of time talking. And we'd heard some rumblings that this offense was going to be running through the tight end position. I'm not saying it's not going to. But this does change the dynamic. If you go through this draft, Goody made the comment last night that he thought that they were good at wide receiver, if that's the way they decided to stay with the guys they have. I don't agree. But now when you
actions,
have
actions. What's it? Actions. Words
greater than is there that you what go. You were doing
yeah
they speak louder than them
so the words say one thing the actions tell you he wasn't satisfied
no doubt it. Yep
because you know what if you were really satisfied
you'd
with
have
it,
drafted a corner
no you would have traded and grabbed more
right,
picks
more picks yep 844-770-3776
and by the way I still believe especially August September October I still think that it's going to be a tight end
yeah,
running back.
That's what I was driving at.
And you're going to see some sprinkler plays. I don't think you're going to come in here and say, all right, be Justin Jefferson tomorrow. I think the goal is, hey, let's get to that point. But if you're banking on that, nobody's banking on that, I can assure you. If it happens, great. Then everybody's going to really even be more validated by what we saw last night. And by the way, so Homer was sitting there. Homer should be as empathetic to Mark Murphy as anybody.
Because they're both old crazy
yeah.
people.
Yeah. Well, not crazy people, but they're both old, and this was his moment. And Homer's telling him, get off the stage, embrace the moment. Mark Murphy crushed it last night. Come on, Homer. He's up there telling him he could get off the stage. He took the moment on and crushed it. What was Homer? You know Homer. He just.
We'll have to talk that about that with him coming. All right, let's get to this. Let's get to the Debbie Downer call.
All right,
because I was going to break, but let's do that first because I am very
you had a
very
bad batch of wine or something must have happened.
Very very curious because yeah, you were that was the happiest I've ever seen you when you were in wine country. Let's talk to Mike in Sonoma. Mike, is Jesse accurately depicting your position that you are our first Debbie Downer of a call?
I guess I'm going to have to bear that cross, unfortunately, for you guys. And now I'm not.
I love it.
And I'm not drinking enough three fat guys, so shout out to Tony and Dustin.
Yes,
nice. But,
If I was, I maybe would have been a little less down. But I just looking at the board last night and watching Johnny Barron's highlight tape, I just couldn't bring myself to like not wanting him and drafting a corner and looking at our division and it's just how everyone throws on us. I really thought, okay, we either got to get a corner at 23 or I would have been totally happy with Simmons, who I think is would have been the top tackle pick if he was healthy. But if we could have gotten potentially a top tackle or a top corner and just looking at revision and just seeing how teams kind of threw all over us last year, and Sam Darnold threw for God knows how many yards against us, corner would have been the move. And I even would have been fine with a trade back in the second round. We still got Higgins on the board, the other kid from Iowa State, Jalen Blue. Like you've got a ton of other wide receivers still available.
So,
and I would have been
Mike,
cool
so-
either.
So, all right, so Mike, let's say I don't know where Josh Simmons is going to go. I agree with you. The consensus seems to be that if he doesn't rupture his patellar tendon at Ohio State, he's most likely the top tackle in this draft.
You know, that's funny. You always give me a hard time. It's not patellar.
What is it?
Patella.
I thought that your patella is the is the actual bone that is your kneecap.
So you think it is patellar?
Patellar tendon.
Okay, we'll check that. We'll fact check that.
Oh, you might
be right. I don't love that. Brian's saying, yeah, it's patellar. Continue.
Dynamite drop in, Monty.
I still don't buy it.
But I don't know where he's going to go. But will you call back on the Saturday scramble with Alex Gravatt and Pablo Iglesias on ESPN Madison tomorrow? If they get a corner and they somehow get Josh Simmons today as their second and third round picks, will you revise your position?
Well, Simmons went, I think he was the last pick to the Chiefs. Which,
oh, was he?
You know, the Chiefs needed.
Goody was starting, so I missed that. Okay.
All good, yeah. So Simmons goes to the Chiefs, and they could get anybody off the street at this point. That would be better left tackle situation than they have.
Very fair.
But if we get Siobhan Revel in the second round, I'd be very, very excited about that. Yeah, I know he's banged up too, but they don't make too many guys that are 6'2", 6'3", and can cover everybody. So
coming off an ACL as well. That's all right. So we'll see what happens tonight, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. That's a morning show as well, so you can call in then if they get what we're looking for. Thanks for the call, Mike. I didn't think he was as Debbie Downer-y as I was expecting, but he's definitely not nearly as excited as pretty much the rest of the Packers population.
I just think it comes back to, do you think the defense is in a better spot or the offense? And the way the season finished, there's no doubt everybody felt a heck of a lot better about the defense. And
including Matt LaFleur.
I was just going to say, I'm not going to put words in Matt LaFleur's mouth. But when he joined us yesterday for a while, it was abundantly clear he loves the direction of where Jeff Hafley is, and that this defense is going to, even though he even mentioned 16-10.
He
fourth
did.
Quarter.
He also did say they didn't get the stop then when they needed it.
He didn't, but he also said our offense stunk that day, and they did.
He did.
You're not always beholden to how your last game finished up, but when it's a tough playoff loss,
hard to forget.
It sticks with you, and you start thinking, I don't want to feel this again. I don't want our offense. And that, why everybody was freaking out all offseason about this urgency and everything else, the most urgent need in that game was you have to be better up front. That's what they addressed, and that's why I didn't go panic city like some. And now you get this wide out. You're not going to have to give up picks. Oh, get Metcalf, get this. You get a guy that's young, he's explosive, and he's going to be on a rookie contract for 5 years. That's why it has never felt like that. It was pretty obvious to me that the Packers didn't view any of the available wideouts in a high enough light to pay the double up price of giving up picks and paying people to do it. I would much rather take my chance with a young player who has a ton of upside that can grow, and that's what they did. And that's why I think most Packer fans are pretty doggone excited. Even that was not a total Debbie.
I didn't think so.
It wasn't like, oh, Jesse totally upplayed it here. This wasn't like, this kid sucks, isn't going to play. This was more of a, I'm more concerned we can't stop great offenses.
Right.
Fair point.
I don't think anybody's going to say the guy sucks and he's not going to be any good. Like, I don't think we're going to get that call today. Like, that's as Debbie Downer as we're going to get.
Hey, oh boy. That's our point, Jesse.
Hey, old boy.
I don't need false advertising here. Oh, this guy is going to crush the pick. He just is saying maybe there's a corner, a defensive line, or somebody else that was going to be a better pick.
Back to your earlier point about
– Don't get so frustrated, Jesse.
Back to your earlier point.
Hey, you're wrong a lot. If you're going to get this upset about that, I don't know. We're going to be in a long
– Back to your original point about what Matt LaFleur said to us yesterday during our little Q&A session with him. That was an ugly offensive performance.
God awful.
Almost as ugly as some of the showers that you're getting pictures of for your Kohler Services contest.
I didn't even know that was where you're going, but indeed, a lot of new players, new atmosphere, new energy. If you need a new shower bath because it's one of the ugliest in Wisconsin, take a picture of that ugly, stanky shower. Send it over to goodkarmabrands.com/Wisconsin contest. For a chance to win a free shower remodel. Yes, you heard me right. One lucky fan will win a free shower remodel from Kohler Services. That includes design consultation, demolition and removal of your existing shower or bath, and installation of a brand new Kohler Lugstone shower. Upload your photo by April 30th to goodkarmabrands.com/Wisconsin contest for your chance to win a brand new Kohler Lugstone Shower from Kohler Services.
More Wildy and Tausch and more of your calls, 844-770-3776. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I'm ready. A talented quarterback can get out the pocket and make plays. And damn sure can throw the ball. So just knowing that, I'm letting him know as soon as I see him, man, you got a reliable target. You can trust me. But, you know, trust is built over time. So built over going out there, like I said, and competing and gaining everyone's trust. That's where it first starts. Trust, that's the part. So once I get that, you know, I'm still going to keep working. But, you know, they can rely on me whenever they need me.
That is Matthew Golden speaking last night after the Packers made him the 23rd overall pick.
You get any questions in
the NFL draft? I was on Channel 3's newscast while they were doing the Zoom call.
That's not
with
what
him.
I asked.
So no.
Okay.
But I got one question into Goody. It was a feeding frenzy. Lots of people.
Yeah, sharks.
A few people asking lots of questions.
That's usually your role. Somebody's getting a little jelly.
I got one.
Jelly. We got old J-Dub getting a little jelly now.
Jamming your jelly roll. Let's get going with the calls. 844-770-3776.
You think I can trust Elizabeth to shut my car off, too?
First of all.
Or do you think it's still running?
That's not a shot at you.
When are we going to do this story? When are we going
to
do?
Well, we
more
have to
this?
Get through. Yeah, we have.
We got
a lot of calls. We can save this for Monday too.
You left your car running for like a whole day.
11 hours.
That's a full day. For somebody that's a big green energy guy, that ain't great.
And no one stole it.
That is pretty.
Well,
amazing.
You can't steal it if they don't have the fob. Like, well, come on, Jesse. Can't take the car.
So what would happen if – so I have
– how old is that car? Because my car shuts off.
It's a 2024.
And it doesn't shut off?
Apparently not.
What?
Oh, boy. I'm not going to get down. You got to go over to my guy at Zimbrick. He'll get that thing cleared away. Come on. It's embarrassing. Let's go. Let's move along. Let's move it along.
11 hours.
That's crazy town. 11 hours. Now, if it was this 86
so do
Libero.
We wanna, all right.
Yeah, 86 with the keys in there. Oh, I just forgot. I get it.
20. All right, so we're going to take a break from the calls.
Most people ever in Green Bay, he leaves his car running all day.
Well, there's a lot of security around.
Let me first be very clear. Not that you could drive
it anywhere, yeah.
So I go pick up Tausch.
Which was really nice.
At his Airbnb. And I do not want this to
devolve. It's a Vrbo.
Okay, oh, Vrbo. Yeah, I do not want this to devolve into I left my car on for 11 hours in a parking lot. It's Tausch's fault because I picked him up.
Oh, my God. Are you
No, I'm setting
what
the
What are state. You, Hunter Vaughn?
Hunter School of Blame.
Oh, my God.
Like yesterday.
I've somehow become like a lightning rod. Just throw it on me. I got Evan just crushed me yesterday.
No, I
need to get the hell out of here is what I'm starting to find out.
He stomped on my joke. No, I am not turning it into this is Tausch's fault. I left my car on for 11 hours running in a parking lot. Just like it was not Tausch's fault that Hunter spilled his coffee and Hunter blamed him for not having a cover on it.
It wasn't
this is 100% on me.
It wasn't 0%.
This reminds me, my little brother got a great little fake rifle back in like when he was 4 or 5 years old, and he loved it.
I don't like where this is going.
He had this great, it was like a little plastic rifle, and he put it under the cushions. I sat and broke it. And I, instead of taking the responsibility as a, you know, older brother than him, I basically explained it away that it was his fault for putting the rifle
under the cushion in
a certain part of the couch rather than me. That's a very
Did Denny and Diane agree with your assessment or your younger brother's?
I think that was on me.
Did they replace it?
I didn't ask. I think Santa ended up replacing it.
He's got a pretty good return policy from what I understand. All right. I appreciate that's a good story, but would you like to hear mine?
Yes.
Back to the main event here.
So Tausch and I get back here. Plenty of time before we do our thing with Matt LaFleur. it's loud around the stadium area. The energy is starting to pick up. I'm a little bit distracted, but we're getting out. We're hustling over to the Tundra Trio, and I go to lock the doors with my key fob, and normally when I hit the button, the lights flash, and
beep, beep.
It honks.
Yep. Beep, beep.
And it doesn't honk, and I can hear the clicking. I'm standing right next to the vehicle, and I can hear the doors click. So I'm like, well, that's weird. I wonder if there's something wrong with my horn. So I don't
horn.
Think – horn. I keep walk. I walk with Tausch. We head on over here. We do our great event. Then we got all – I'm back on stage with Bulaga after you mysteriously disappeared for a while. I don't know what happened there. You were supposed to be there too,
yep.
And you were gone.
Hmm.
Then I go in, cover the draft, do my TV appearances on Channel 3 in
what
Madison.
What a day you put together.
I did.
Wow.
And I
triple
so then,
dip.
Before –
Hell,
before,
a quad. That's a quad dip.
Before – before I discover the situation in the parking lot, I think I've lost my NFL-issued credential for the draft.
Ooh.
Oh, gotta have that.
And so there's like one of those golf carts that have the flat back on it, like when they take a player out who suffered an injury. And so I have my entire bag. I think I've taken everything out of my bag and put
neck.
It out there.
It was around your neck.
Wouldn't that have been
time.
Something? No. It turned out it was in a pouch that I have no idea how or why I would have put it in there. I'd never looked in that pouch. I had PR helping me look for it. So I finally locate it. I have to admit it's in my bag. Let Aaron Trattner, our teammate, his sister is one of the interns for the Packers. I found it. I'm good. So now I walk, make the long trek to our parking spot, and I look and I go, oh, my God, I left my lights on.
Ooh, battery.
And I'm thinking,
battery.
I'm going to have a dead battery.
Yeah.
I'm going to be stuck here. I'm going to have to sleep in a tent outside the Trio because sure. There's nowhere for me to sleep there either. I get to my car, and I'm like, is it on? Sure enough, yeah. The engine is running because now it's silent because it's 12:40 in the morning.
Because you're a warrior working late.
Yes,
wow.
Thank me for my service. I get in the car. It says no key detected, which
Ooh. That
light has been on for the last 11 hours. The car is still running.
That's good. That means a good, strong engine.
I look at the how many miles I've got left to empty.
Probably pretty low.
25.
Does it actually say 25?
25
That's
miles.
Impressive. I get to 36. It shuts down to low. I don't like that. I like precision.
So
continue.
Thankfully, there is a Quick Trip right up Ridge Road, $2.99 a gallon.
That's pretty
plus
good.
I had
plus
3 cents off from my app, so
that
I paid
hunch.
$2.96, filled up for $30.
That's like almost giving it away.
Get some 1 a.m. fried chicken, too.
Ooh, yeah, that's always good.
Drove home and thought, oh, my God, my car was running in a parking lot with 205,000 people at Lambeau Field for the last 11 hours, and it still was there. And then the thought I kept thinking was, what if it had taken me longer to get back to my car and it had been empty?
Well, you go get a tank, a little thing, and fill it up and go. I mean, everybody.
At 1 o'clock in the morning,
yes,
I'm walking all the way to Quick Trip. I have to buy a canister there.
Yeah, so what?
At
what a
1
story.
In the morning?
Yeah, you act like this is some monster hardship. No, you're fine. Walk your butt over, grab some gas, fill it up, and then talk about it. And you know what you should do? Video it. It's fun.
Also,
it's
everybody in the world is there. Just have Domofsky give you a ride. Or,
yes.
Kyle
Brandt
or Kay Adams.
Yes.
Yeah, call somebody.
Yeah,
my car was the only one left in that lot.
You are a warrior. Good.
And it was the only one that was running.
I'm telling you, I'm shocked this doesn't happen more often. This has a similar story, but it was 6 or 7 years ago. I had parked, and luckily, the cops came in. I had my golf bag in the back. They saw that I had. They saw my bag tag, saw that I was in this spot, this restaurant, and they came in and said, hey, your car's running. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And I went out, and sure enough, my car was running. Now, I don't know if it is now pre-programmed or whatnot, but I always, whenever I park to go, like if I'm flying somewhere, I always think in my head, boy, I don't know if I shut my car off. Because it is so quiet.
Uh-huh.
Now it shuts off after 15 minutes, thankfully. But it is, I can totally understand how that happens. What I can't understand is 11 hours that it doesn't shut off, and it's a 2024. That's crazy to me.
I don't know. I'm just glad that I was not out of gas when I arrived at the vehicle because it was a late enough night.
Yeah.
What a fun story.
Did you tell Paula?
Oh, I did. They
did you wake her up to tell her?
No. The girls are both competing in their gymnastics meet today, so I waited to tell them until they called me this morning when they were up and at them. And they thought it was
up
hysterical.
Up and Adams.
Does she sell ice cream?
What? Who? What are we talking
Adams.
About? That's not what I was talking about.
Up and Adams. We're not promoting her show.
Yeah, well, she's got a good laugh.
What are you eager to read something there?
No, I mean, I'm going to do the Quick Trip read when you're done because it fits. It fits. I think what happened to you happens to people with now in the new fob era of cars.
Yeah.
I'm guessing, and I'm not going to like this, it's going to get to the point where it's going to be one of these things. Fingerprint ID to start your car. And I don't like that one bit. Then I wonder, how are we going to valet? Like, there's a lot of questions that have to get answered. What you don't need questions about is Quick Trip. Life is busy. And if you decide you want to go to the draft and park your car and run it out of gas, the beautiful part about it is there's enough Quick Trips around in the state of Wisconsin. You're going to find a Quick Trip within walking distance. Quick Trip gets it, whether you're craving that fresh coffee or you need gas at 2 in the morning. Quick Trip's got it. They also have $4.99 Nature's Touch ice cream for a gallon of that. Nature's Touch milk for $2.99. Roasted chicken, that's what you could have done, gotten some gas and a big old chicken. How fun would
that
have been?
Yeah.
Walk back with a jug of gas and a chicken.
A jug of gas in one hand.
A chicken in one hand. Stop stepping on my lines. Gosh darn it. Yeah, Quick Trip is the ultimate destination for everything that you're looking for. Use that Quick Rewards app for every visit. You can order ahead for pickup or curbside delivery. Quick Trip, we'll see you next time.
We'll get back to draft talk next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
I hope that Don in Sun Prairie and Ed in Madtown and Dave in Atlanta and Josh in Kenosha and Mike in Texas, who all had to sit on hold during that story, I hope they were at least entertained by that. Because
we
do have a lot of important stuff to talk about, but my galactic stupidity, I thought, merited just a few minutes the day after.
Does it make you long for the days when you had to have the one key for the ignition and one to open the door?
It definitely makes me long for the days that I had my 2007 Lexus SUV with nearly 300,000 miles on it, because this would have never happened, because it required the key to start. You had to turn the key, and I would have realized.
You got to jiggle it. It is got to jiggle it.
Let's go back to the phones. 844-770-3776. Matthew Golden is a green and golden Packer. What are your reactions? What are your thoughts? Jesse, you fast passed Don, and then he hung up?
Come on, Don. Reckless use of the fast pass. Yeah.
You don't get fast pass. No more fast pass privileges for Don.
Well, I'll relay that Don in Sun Prairie, who's a loyal fan of our show, he calls regularly. He said that he was up at the draft. He enjoyed it. He was there all night last night. He also was up Wednesday night at our ESPN Fantasy Football Focus podcast event on Wednesday at the Tundra Trio. Said it was incredible. So I'll pass along the message from Don. And that doesn't mean as much coming
back,
from
he
me.
Can't,
just wait a second. So now there's a fast pass transcript? Is that what we're doing? All right. I didn't know that you had a fast pass transcript.
All right, well, let's go to the person that he skipped in line, which, unless George on the north side of Milwaukee decides to hang up on us, he was supposed to be up anyway. George, good morning. Welcome to Wilde and Tausch. How you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing?
So good. Sorry we fast passed the guy in front of you. We shouldn't have done that.
Oh, no, it's not a big problem. I've been chilling, listening to you guys talk, you know, until I was able to get on. So appreciate getting on. But I wanted to say about the Golden, then I wanted to ask you guys a question about something. So the first thing about Golden, I'm really happy that the Green Bay Packers actually got somebody and got what the fans had wanted over the years, where there was a need there and they never really addressed the need. So it was good to see the Packers do that in Green Bay. And also, the last time I can think about some excitement, it's not connected per se to the draft, but when they were able to get Reggie White, because who would ever thought Reggie White would have came to Green Bay to play football? That was an amazing time.
Hey,
yeah,
I appreciate your. We can't put those two together, even with 200,000 people.
Can't.
George, you brought something up that trumped it. Because I'll say this: I think the far of trade. I don't think
nobody.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I was supporting you.
Thank you. All right, George. So you're excited. You're as excited as when Reggie White. Is that a fair assessment when Reggie White was coming?
Okay. For me, yep, for when Reggie White came. And then I wanted to ask y'all one thing before y'all let me get off the phone.
Sure, mm-hmm. Sure.
I was listening, and Stephen A. Smith had talked about how it's a travesty that Shedeur Sanders didn't get drafted in the first round. And my thought process was like, why is it that if a player that people assume should get drafted in the first round and a team doesn't want that player – Why do you go after the teams who has the scouts? They put in the work, and if a player just don't fit, and they decide that they don't want them, why is it a travesty? The team just didn't want that player at that moment in that position during that round. So I just don't like the narrative of, I can't believe they did that to him. And no, they just didn't want him that moment. Doesn't mean he's not going to get drafted.
George, here's the deal. It's a little secret. Shedeur Sanders is a lightning rod, and he gets a lot of attention and clicks.
He does.
And people have to talk about him.
But there George is on the money here, big time on the money.
No, let me tell you something. And I can't say that in the past there hasn't been issues. Obviously there has been. But if you think that a team believes Shedeur Sanders is a great quarterback and can lead their franchise – he would have been off the board one.
Right. That's George's point.
There is – so this travesty talk, get out of here.
Our
with
guy
that.
Mel was
he's
apoplectic.
Too invested. He's too invested.
Oh, my God. He was so upset.
You can't be this invested. It's not about you. It's about what – these teams put in the work.
Louis Riddick thought he was going to cry.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into that. I didn't see any coverage because we were doing.
Taken aback by it.
I think, and I've just seen all of the stuff. Just because you, as a pundit, feel a certain way, now you can have this little card, and if Shedeur Sanders is Rookie of the Year and he goes on for years, you could say y'all are idiots. But then if he's not, what's what's the accountability on that end of it? Because you're throwing a lot of there's a lot of stuff getting thrown around out there. And if you don't think in a league that everybody is dying to get a quarterback, if you think that this kid is a star, you're going to bring him in because you're going to get all of this attention that teams, they say they don't want, but they do. And he's still there. He is going to go tonight at some point, and he is going to still be the talk of the draft, probably even more so until Cam Ward starts playing football. And I didn't think, by all accounts, the Cam Ward part of this was completely backburnered.
I would agree.
Are you starting beef with Piper again?
That's what I would say would be the travesty, is that this kid was the first pick overall, and everything was about Shedeur and where he was going to go last night. If you want to get Travesty City on it, there's your travesty, which, by the way, neither are travesties.
By the way, how do you pick cities for things?
How so? What did I pick?
Travesty City, Lockstock City.
Traverse City is up in
there's a lot of cities that you come up with.
Yeah. City Bob.
All right. Well, it's
City Bob.
It's time for Steinhoffel's city. It's time for me to tell you about Steinhoffel.
Why is Mel so bothered by this? Is it because he looks bad?
He had him graded ahead of Cam Ward, I believe.
He had him the
top.
Fifth overall prospect. Yeah. So then you keep pushing that narrative.
And we love Mel. We love Mel. Yeah. But I was a little bit between him and Riddick.
A good look.
I agree.
It's not.
What is a good look is the Steinhoffel's Friends and Family Sale, which ends on Monday. It is your last chance to save 10% off store-wide. That's 10% off living room, 10% off dining room, 10% off bedroom. Plus, take an extra $100 off every $999 you spend. And take advantage of Steinhoffel's 18-month 0% interest financing to make your purchase even more affordable. Steinhoffel's is Wisconsin's furniture and mattress leader, and they are 100% employee-owned. So shop in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
We're on the Packers.
You still want to see that steady play, that steady improvement, and you didn't get it from Jordan Love?
Because we're on Wisconsin Sports.
That just makes the stakes that much higher this season.
Nobody covers the green and gold like 100.5 ESPN.
It was pretty neat in the room. I can't imagine what it was like out there. But, you know, it was kind of one of those things where, you know, you're involved in getting this done. And then you're, you know, there's still things going on. And then all of a sudden you kind of, you know, look up and you know, Mike in our room turns the volume up so we can kind of, you know, watch it. And yeah, it was just one of those, you know, really special moments for our staff. You know, we had a bunch of people in there. Mark means so much to this organization and so much to each and every one of us to kind of see that moment unfold like it. It was pretty cool. Yeah.
That is Brian Gutekunst talking about Mark Murphy at the podium announcing the pick.
I would argue he was the biggest winner in this whole operation. Now, granted, there's 2 days left, but when you look at last night as a whole, the city of Green Bay, monster win. Everybody
showed up and showed out.
In a big way, but I think Mark Murphy, for even all these picks and making the money, all the stuff, and starting their career, I think Mark Murphy was the biggest winner of the entire night.
Yeah, this is the crown jewel of his tenure as
what
the
is the crown
manager.
Jewel? Is it a diamond?
Sapphire. I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
Emerald?
The
ruby?
It's probably that jewel that Rose drops in the ocean.
Or that jewel
she kept
Thomas,
in her pocket
Thomas
for
Crown
hundreds
when they were stealing
of years.
That?
Oh, the Thomas Crown affair.
Good little movie.
Better than Titanic.
The crown jewels are a collection of royal regalia and other ceremonial treasures.
But what is the crown
jewel? Thank you, Wikipedia.
A symbol of the British monarchy's power and history.
Oh, boy. What is the crown jewel, though?
That is what I said.
It appears there are tier one jewels. There is not one crown jewel.
All right. Well, there has got to be a crown
jewel. Well, that's the saying.
Yeah. Let's get to some calls. That's the crown jewel.
You know what?
Let's
get to the 11 o'clock hour.
Well, let's take a call before that. Let's do one call. Just
that's all?
Take one.
Come on.
All right, Jesse. Let's play caller roulette. Who are you taking? Who do you want?
Caller roulette?
Yeah. Spin the wheel. See who we get.
Oh. Or you could just go in order of who's next.
Josh.
Well, down in Sun Prairie.
The last time I went to the guy Jesse told me to go to, he wasn't there.
Let's do Josh in Kenosha.
Joshua.
He's a Bears fan, but he wants to say nice things about the Packers pick last night. That's interesting, huh?
All right, Josh, good morning.
Bears with an interesting decision, not going Warren, going with the Michigan tight end instead. Yurko and Karma, that crew was very happy about it. So be curious what old boy here in Kenosha has to say.
All right, old boy in Kenosha. Josh, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. And just like Coors Light in Colorado, Green Bay is now a golden.
Beautiful. Oh, is that
boy.
Good?
See, it was worth playing caller roulette.
That was good stuff. Yes.
So,
all right, Bears
I gotta
fan.
I got to say, even though I'm a Bears fan, I'm not afraid to give credit where it's due. Excellent job by the front office of the Packers. 100% the right pick. I'll admit, though, I was a little nervous at 22. I thought the Chargers were going to take him because all they have is Ladd McConkey. So the fact that the board just fell your guys' way last night couldn't have been more special for you being in Green Bay. I know there's been a lot of Goody bashing lately, and maybe rightfully so, but let's give the guy some credit last night. He absolutely nailed it. I think Matthew Golden is going to be a star for you guys. And again, as a Bears fan, it kind of scares me a little bit just because he is so explosive, or for Tausch, explosivity he brings to the table.
That's well done.
Just absolutely nailed it. I really couldn't be happier for the fan base, for your offense, who've been clamoring for that sort of thing to happen. It's been 23 years. Like, anyone born in 2002 has been legally allowed to drink Coors Light for 2 years now since you made a pick in the first round for a wideout. So that's just, I'm so happy for your fan base that it could not have worked out any better for you guys. And I was going to ask what you guys thought about the Bears pick. I was leaning towards Warren, but I'm okay with the Loveland pick out of Michigan. I think he's another guy for a tight end. He doesn't look like a tight end. I mean, he's 6'5", he's slender, and he can stretch the field. So appreciate your thoughts on that as well.
Yeah, I think the Warren, I've watched him, and that I think it was the USC game. It was just it was unbelievable to watch him dominate a game. Wisconsin actually played him pretty well. He only had a couple of big plays. I think now the tight end spot, he is a more overall tight end. He can do more stuff. Warren.
Like Cole Kmet.
Yeah, I don't think – I mean, if I'm Kmet, I'm probably thinking my days are numbered. You're not going to go two tights, but we'll see how that goes. The Michigan tight end is a lot smoother. He's more athletic in the realm of what you're looking for in a receiving tight end. So Ty Warren is a really good football player. It'd be hard to pass him up. They did. They went with Loveland, and we'll see how that plays out because that's one of those where production, you'd go Warren. Potential and the athleticism leans the other way. So I think the Bears probably – I bet you they probably butchered it, unfortunately for you, fortunately here. We'll see how that
great
plays out.
Great call, though, Josh.
Rack
really great
him.
Call.
Rack him.
Do we need Caliendo to come
the
back
only
to do
thing,
Jim Rome?
The only thing that – and I don't know what Golden's philosophy is on drinking.
What's the Golden rule?
If he had cracked open a beer last night and slammed it down
while 21.
While going go pack, go to the crowd, that would have been the only thing that would have got people more cranked up than what already happened.
Unfortunately, we already did Coors Light, but if you'd like to – if he'd have gotten up there and said, I just got a wonderful new – home equity loan from UW Credit Union, then that would have been perfect for our show.
Well, he's going to probably end up wanting to become a member because for every stage of life, you go from high school to college.
Indeed.
To pros. UW Credit Union is here for every you. I think there's going to be a beautiful little a little thing coming out from UW Credit Union about
Riley.
I'm a pretty high pick with UW Credit Union, which I'm very excited about. Proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years, they'll help you reach your financial goals. People ask me, "Old T, why'd you join the UW Credit Union?" Well, it's to keep the banking local. Well, yeah, is it member first service? Yes, sir. Great perks. Yep. But I love Bucky. You know, I can't say no to that pretty little fella. If you love Wisconsin like I do, you just can't pay with anything else. Fandom makes us do crazy things. Man, this just makes sense. Become a UW Credit Union member like I did and get your Bucky card. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply.
The 11 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch starts in 2 minutes. Live from the Tundra Trio. So stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.